And then you got six games set for Saturday, beginning with Heritage Christian, who features one of the best guards in the second region in Jason Leak, taking on Foundation Christian Academy out of Bowling Green, a newer Christian school, but they've played head-to-head, so they're familiar with each other. That's at 11:30. At 1:15, Prolific Prep back on the court, and they take on Wilson Academy.
Yeah, Wilson Academy, they're out of Georgia. They're coming in. They're going to play two games on Saturday and play Prolific Prep at 1:15. And then they'll actually conclude the event playing the host school, Hopkinsville High School, at 8 o'clock that evening. Wilson Academy, for those of you that don't know, they had Caleb Wilson on their roster last year. It's a guy that's being rumored to be a UK commit here in the next couple of weeks. But they've got a couple standout players as well. Several of those guys, I know they have a 7-foot big man, really, really good guard. They were also in town in October playing in our gym for a grind session event. So a lot of talent on that team as well. And that looks to be a good matchup at 1:15. And then it'll be a good matchup for our local kids playing against that kind of talent at 8 o'clock as well.
That's right. Christian County and South Warren play at 3 o'clock. South Warren opened its season with a 1-point loss to South Warren and then played University Heights Academy here recently as well, coached by Carlos Quarles, who was at Russellville and is now at South Warren. And then at 5 o'clock, Owensboro Catholic will take on Marshall County. That'll be interesting because Owensboro Catholic playing in the state football championship. Some of their players will be a little late getting out, but still, that's Owensboro Catholic. A lot of people think they've got a shot at going back to the All-A State, and then Marshall County, a lot of people think they've got a good shot at going to the Sweet 16 out of Region 1.
Yeah, they made the state tournament last year out of Region 1, and they feature a Lange kid. His dad was really, really good player and got to see him at state tournament last year. So they've got some young talent, so that'll be a good matchup at 5, and then your last two games will be pretty entertaining as well.
Yep, UHA and Owensboro at 6:30, and then you mentioned Hopkinsville and Wilson Academy at 8 o'clock. We're talking with Jonathan King, tournament director of the Toyota of Hopkinsville Holiday Hoops Classic that's running Thursday through Saturday at Hopkinsville High School. So the question is going to be, what is the cost for people to attend each day or all 3 days?
Well, we don't have an all-day pass. We've got, you know, ticket prices are different each day. They're $10 a piece on Thursday per person. They're also $10 on Friday. And then on Saturday, it's $12 per person. We up that charge due to the fact that there's more games on Saturday.
Sure.
So we're looking forward to this. It's a big event. This is to, you know, showcase our local talent as well as bringing in some outside talent from all across the country to just put on a good 3 days of basketball, and we hope everyone comes out and supports the event, and we look forward to seeing everyone.